It has been a wonderful week weather-wise. And I know you've already heard me say that, but as I was pondering both these readings this week as well, these are readings that I would contend are not just Easter readings, and they are, not just Lent readings, they are spring readings. There's something so wonderful about this hint of spring we've just had, with the flowers coming up and the sunshine and the birds and the buds and this hope that, sure, winter is not over yet. I wouldn't suggest you go out and start planting your garden today. And yet, it was a wonderful reminder of what's coming. Spring and new life. And did you notice references in both our readings today to not just new, but to things sprouting and seeds bringing a harvest? I'm doing something new. Don't you see it even now? It sprouts up like those crocuses and daffodils. One of the joys 2 years ago when I moved into my house was I had only seen the house in the winter, so I had no idea what was going to start popping up out of the ground in the spring. And then last fall, I planted a bunch of bulbs, and I don't keep track of these sorts of things, so I have no clue what I planted or where. So this spring is also going to be kind of fun to see what's sprouting up and what color is that going to be? I don't know. It's exciting. Something new is sprouting up. Don't you see it? Even if things look dead and lifeless and dry, God can bring life and newness. Did you notice references in both readings of streams of water in deserts and in the wilderness? These readings remind us that our God is a God of the unexpected, of surprises, even of the impossible. That God is always turning our expectations, our assumptions, upside down. God is the God who does what we can't even imagine happening. When things look so dark and we're convinced there is no light anymore, that's when God shines a light suddenly. When our circumstances change suddenly, when we think there's no way this circumstance can turn out well, God finds a way to bring it to goodness. See, this is the way God has always worked. Remember that aged couple in Genesis whose only and deepest desire was a son, but they were decades past childbearing years. There was no way they could physically have a child. And then God comes to them and says, "You're going to have a son." And they laugh. And 9 months later, they name the child, "He who laughs," Isaac. Physically impossible, except for the God who created physics. You might remember the descendants of that impossible child. At a certain moment in the history of Israel, they've just left Egypt and bondage, and they suddenly find themselves with a huge enemy army right behind them and an impassable sea in front of them. "Why have you brought us here to die?" they wonder. "It's physically impossible for us to escape." Well, except for the God who created physics. And suddenly the waters stop and part. And there's dry land, and they walk through it. And when their enemies try to follow, whoosh, it's impossible. Except for the God who always does the impossible. Not unlike that moment we will be remembering in a little over a week, when the man who claimed to be the Son of God, Savior of the world, was arrested, tortured, hung on a cross to die, and did die. And his dead body planted in the ground like a seed. It looked like the powers of evil and despair had won. It's impossible for there to be anything good come out of this moment, except for the God who always does the impossible, who always manages to bring victory out of the jaws of defeat. And suddenly Jesus is alive. The tomb is empty. There is new life. The body buried with tears has now been raised with joyful shouts. Impossible, except for the God who always does the impossible. The God who always changes our circumstances, who always shines light in darkness, brings hope when it looks hopeless. Which is why we should never give up hope, even in places like Syria, even in the midst of Trump rallies and an election cycle that I must admit a lot of times I've thought, I don't see how any good can come out of this. But I've thought that before and been horribly wrong. This is why we should never lose hope, because God always is a God of hope. The unexpected, the surprise, even the impossible. And even if that hope we're holding on to is the tiniest little flicker of light deep down in our souls, barely the size of a mustard seed, well, there may be a harvest that can grow even from that seed. Our God is a God of miracles, surprises, the unexpected, always breaking out of that box of our assumptions that we keep putting God into. How does God do this? I have no idea. All I can tell you is the who. God, the God of spring, the God of Easter, the God of surprises and miracles, the God who does the impossible. Our God. Amen.